Yeah, there's like Paul way up top on, what's that giant mountain?
Mount Olympus?
Everest.
Yeah, Mount Everest, and we're kind of like Tulsa Hills level.
What's the Turkey Mountain?
Yeah.
Wizards ICT, www.wizardsict.com. We have all of your tabletop wargaming, board games, and comic book needs that you could have or want. We will fill them for you. We offer discounts of 10 to 20% on every single order. And if your order goes over $100, we will ship it to you for free. We carry most of the top 40 board games, most of the top tabletop war games, and Marvel and DC Comics, and a lot of independent books. So if you're looking for a comic book subscription, you're looking for a new board game to try out, you're looking to fill that Warhammer army out with some new models, we can help you out. Check us out at www.wizardsict.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Wizardsict.com, and shoot us an email. We'll let you know if we have it, if we can get it, and we will get it to you. Let us help you get your geek on.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the Iron Realms podcast with your host, Buck. I've got my best buds with me here today, Ryan.
Hello.
And Paul.
Heyo.
So, thanks to GW not really releasing anything other than, what was that, Underworlds, Ryan?
Yep, an Underworlds box set.
Which nobody plays that game, so
I don't know of anyone.
They've got the anniversary edition little vampire lady or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Warhammer Day or something, I don't know.
You got to spend like $1,000 to get a free model. Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds amazing.
And a new Primaris Lieutenant.
Oh, fuck yeah. There's definitely a need for those.
Shout out to all the 40K people who listen to the podcast.
And, Ryan and I are a little amped up right now. We just finished watching Oklahoma State somehow beat Texas.
It was after so nice.
A dismal offensive showing up until like the last, like, what, 10, 12 minutes of the game. It was fantastic.
I would say it was 7 minutes, but that game was won on defense, and nobody collapses better than Texas.
And I posted this on Facebook, but I feel like I need to say it here too, but Surrender Cobra really doesn't look better on anyone else other than Texas. It is just so fitting for them. I love seeing it. Poor Matthew McConaughey. He's probably crying in his car again. Oh, man.
So to all our
weeks in a row, too.
My God, they just fucking fell apart, dude. Texas is back, baby!
Oh, yeah, they are.
Sorry for any of the Texas fans listening. You may want to turn this one off. It might just turn into us shit-talking Texas for 30, 40 minutes. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Because guess what? We're all OSU fans.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Loyal and true. And
please,
yes,
don't unsubscribe.
Yeah, the secret to our success is shit talking our own team. Heard it here first. That's our new thing.
It's true. From now on, me and Buck have to message each other on Telegram or Facebook and shit talk our team the entire time they're playing, because every time we did, something positive happened.
I feel like we probably need to take that strategy and apply it to our Warhammer games. I feel like that would probably be good. Like, oh, here, yeah, I definitely need to make this charge. Here come my snake eyes.
You see, the one time I think I did that, I immediately gave up Night Haunt. So,
oh, shit. Well, I mean, that's just like, that's like playing a, having a team or an army that already sucks and you just shit talk them more. And it's like, it's like we know OSU doesn't suck. They've just never been one to pull a game out like that before.
It's
true. Just be awful the entire time and then somehow come and win it. Most of the time when they're losing games like that, it's they're the better team and they just keep fucking up left, right, and center.
Right. They're usually the Texas.
Fourth interception or whatever. It's like, oh no.
Yep. Yep. Good old poke choke.
But I think there's one, you know, about the only thing news wise I think we can talk about when it comes to Warhammer is, I guess, the rumor engines that they've been releasing, because they definitely do have an AOS field to them. If you've been paying attention.
No, I haven't. Have they even been posting those? I hadn't seen them.
They have. Paul, have you looked at them? Because
I saw one, but I don't really.
They have a Night Haunt feel to them, so.
Oh, yeah, I saw the one that looked like it was like the Guardian Lantern, definitely from a Night Haunt type something.
And there's a Ship's Bow. One of them looks like it's a Ship's
saying,
Bow.
They're saying
skull.
Like maybe Night Haunt pirates or something, maybe ghost pirates.
You mean pirate zombies?
That's what we're talking about.
That's a stretch, though. It would be cool, but it's a stretch.
Like a pirate ship, like monster, would be pretty sweet. Like a Flying Dutchman.
Something like a Black sweet. Coach Mortis engine, almost something along that lines. That'd be pretty cool.
Like a Flying Dutchman, maybe with some squid tentacles and stuff. It's like a monster.
That would go along with what GW usually does for these refreshes, where they release like one new model and then re-release some of the previous range, so you end up with like a start collecting box, like a big centerpiece model, and then go from there. So
I feel like that's exactly what this game needs, is more tentacles. We don't have enough. Right?
Slaanesh be praised.
Yeah, I mean, even Nurgle's got some tentacles, but I mean, there's really not that much. You need like a whole tentacle army. Get the weeaboos in there.
You don't think Lotan's good enough? I mean, he basically covers the whole range. You're like, Lotan. Oh yeah, I remember, he's there.
That's the
Deepkin little guy
that nobody ever plays. Yeah.
He's the dude that like keeps
he's down to 75 points. So
but he's
like,
just an octopus. Like you need tentacles coming out of people.
he's so cheap.
Tentacles
he's
going
like, oh,
into
maybe
people.
I can play him.
That's Slaaneshy.
Like Evil Dead. Oh, Halloween reference, Evil Dead tree rape scene.
Oh god. I need to watch Army of Darkness again. That's just a classic.
Everybody should. That movie is awesome. Going away from there. If we do our hobby, I guess we can do our hobby catch up. This is so unorganized, but anyways. So hobby wise, I haven't been doing much. I'm still, honestly, I think I'm planning out my next year army already. I need to pick up the new War Clans Battle Tome, but other than that, I haven't been really doing much. I'm waiting to see what the meta looks like with all the new Stormcast stuff coming out, because I have a feeling that's going to have a huge impact on where I want to go. I'm
somewhat hurt that you said this is unorganized, Ryan. This is the most organized podcast that exists. Like it follows a great structure from A to Z.
Did you not get the script?
Yeah,
I did not.
Are
See,
you not reading the script?
This
like we
is what
are?
Happens. I don't. Oh. I don't read a memo. And here we are.
What is the internet?
I thought we just, I was waiting for the wheel to spin and then decide what topic we were on.
No. We've got little blocks on the floor, and we're cutting a chicken's head off, and wherever it collapses, that's the next topic. That's how we decide, in case you guys were wondering. Also, the chicken's going to get grilled up later, so if you guys want to check out to Washington, I'll cook you dinner.
Long drive for fried chicken.
Best chicken.
If you say so, West Coast loser.
Ow. My hobby stuff. Surprise, I haven't done shit. I've for sure hit a funk here. It's like I could get my table set up. I could build some things. I just don't have it in me right now. It's not there, you know, and that's probably a part of, you know, moving up to a new place, not having a lot of gaming buddies here yet. And so it's hard to get motivated to go do stuff and stay in the hobby. And the other part about that too is obviously the one thing I'm waiting on GW isn't going to release for a while. So hopefully I still want to play them.
Yeah, I had hopes that maybe it was today, but yeah, not high hopes, I guess.
I think Charles said, what did he say? Because I was asking in our Discord, which you're, if you guys aren't on it, let us know. We'll get you in there.
Yeah, you can talk to Charles.
Let's see. He said Black Friday. Black Friday.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, that far back?
Yeah.
Damn, GW, pull your head out of your ass.
Right. I thought that was too far away, and then he said it, and I was like, I could see that happening. They need a big push, because they really haven't had a lot recently. Like a big push to finish the year.
Plus, yeah, but I mean,
hit a new quarter, too, so it's like, eh.
Isn't this usually the time where we see, like, a whole new army come out, too? Because I think the Bone Reapers were around this time, and there was another new-ish release last year.
Because then they got to do a Christmas battle box for the...
Right.
A couple old armies and one new army normally is what they'll do, right?
Yeah, the Battle Force boxes.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and we can go over those again and see how great a deals they are.
Because they're always great deals.
They are great deals.
If you need everything in the box, they are. But they normally have...
Or like if you're a just a hoarder like me and has to sell off 80% of your stuff before you move, they're a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Great deal for everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, that reminds me. I got just a fuck ton of Sylvaneth and Zinch I still need to paint. But like I said, zero motivation. My dog's over here sneezing, if you guys can hear that.
So my,
well, bless your dog.
My hobby motivation is looking at all the stuff I need to pick up and organize and put away.
Oof. That's the worst part of the hobby. Like, legitimately the worst part.
Yep.
So, probably not going to have dragons for the giveaway. So, I guess we'll have to find something else, unfortunately. I'm still... I think that new... printer, 3D printer, the Frozen Sonic Mini drops tomorrow for pre-order. It's if you get one of the super
one that you were talking about last time.
If you get the super early bird, it's $350, which I think is like $300 off. So because it looks like they're gonna try to sell it for about $600, I think. So that'll be cool. I'm going to try to see if I can snag one of those. Even if not, you still pre-order it. It's like $400. So it's, you know, you get a little bit off, but not a whole lot. So
that's the resin one, right?
Yeah, resin, 8K screen. Everything that they're showing looks really well printed. Very, very hard to see any of the lines or anything on it. So it'll be nice. And That's my thing tomorrow. I'm going to try to snag one of those. Hopefully they have a better pre-order system than GW, which I'm imagining they do, because GW is literally F tier on that aspect.
I was going to say everybody's got a better pre-ordering system than GW.
They even sent out like emails saying like, hey, don't forget, here it comes tomorrow. And like GW is like, psych, this came out already. Okay, thanks.
Also, we didn't stock enough, so if you bought one, fuck your couch.
Yep, everything's stuck off of California because they don't want people working right now, apparently.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
You get to fly out there Monday.
Ew, why? Come up to Washington.
Conference. I have to go to a conference. It's like a three-day thing.
Yeah, it's a short trip from
San Diego, California,
to... Yeah, it's a plane ride, dude. San Diego to Seattle. Yeah. It's, yeah, real easy. Do it.
I will make plans for later on, but I cannot make plans for now.
Shameful.
Sorry.
Hmm.
But, Paul, what have you been up to hobby-wise?
Hobby-wise, like I said, I'm looking at the stuff I need to clean up and put away, and then I'll build my Dominion stuff that I haven't touched, even though I opened the box probably a month ago. And then I've got my TTS team, Team Beatdown. We're doing a four-man tournament. So it's basically, I don't know if it's like 5 weeks or 6 weeks. It's like one game a week. For we each have our own list, and we're gonna, you know, scoring is based on how all four players do. So that should be fun. You can't have any overlapping armies, grand strategies, artifacts, endless spells, units. So it makes it, it's not like four different grand alliances, but at least it kind of mixes it up so that you don't have like everyone bring in the one spell or the one artifact that's, you know, the best.
Do you like playing tournaments that have all that kind of, I guess, try to change the meta or avoid whatever is bad for the meta? Do you really like that?
I do, because like I feel like sometimes it helps to just mix it up a little bit, keep it interesting. And I like to list build, and so for me, having an extra comp or whatever that makes it to where it's a little bit different, I'm fine with building a new list. Where I know some people would rather just, hey, I've got a list, I'm gonna play it, or I've got an army in place, I'm gonna play it. Especially on TTS, where it doesn't cost you anything to like switch up something.
Mm.
So you could play like 100 grots, or what are they?
Noblars.
That's it.
Noblars. Even on TTS, I would not want to play that many Noblars.
Yeah, you could. Like this thing, at least it's like multi weeks and stuff. So like, if you've got a gimmicky list like that, you're gonna have to play it multiple times, and that's sometimes the deterrent to something that's too off the wall. But
do you guys have time limits on TTS?
For some of them we do, like if it's like a one dayer where it's like, hey, this is 2.5 hours or 3 hours. But normally for the stuff that's just like you can fit it in whenever you want over the week, sometimes those games go 5 hours because there's not really anything other than people having to go to sleep or having to go to work that stops it from continuing. So you might as well finish the game.
Yeah. Paul continuing on his TTS crusade, which has zero relevance to the actual tabletop game.
Yep.
I'm just waiting for it to be flagged for trademark infringement.
Yeah, I thought about that like a year ago, and it hasn't happened. So I'm thinking that they realize that they actually make more money by allowing people to test lists and be interested in the game. And
hey,
everybody that's on there that I know has like multiple armies. So like,
never put it past GW to kill a cash cow.
Make the wrong to make the yeah.
The only team that gets it right is the lore team and the design team. Everybody else screws it up in that company for sure.
It's like, people enjoy this and it's RIP. Fuck them.
People are making YouTube content that could help us sell stuff and open it up to new players. No. Fuck them.
GW, our favorite company to love to hate.
Complain about. Ryan, any chance you're coming up to Wichita? Or is that leaning
is next
no
week?
Or leaning yes?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Yeah.
No, because I'm going out of town. When I come back, no, I'll have too much to take care of because we have a payroll of that following Monday.
Sounds
which
like a
I think,
attitude.
Well, you know, I will have stuff to do. However, I think I saw something in Discord of somebody talking trash about me.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh.
Did double. I miss this?
That wasn't us?
Double
somebody
check.
Else? Somebody other than me and Buck?
I do believe I was called out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he even said if you dare show up, jeez, Ryan.
Yeah, was that Mr. Charles?
You're going to bitch out on
that?
Oof, buddy.
I know. The nice. Sad part is the way his list is performing, his list would very much trounce mine. he's playing a very mean anti-monster list, so.
So it sounds like Ryan's wearing the Surrender Cobra now.
Well, no, dude, I will fight him on the next time that we're both at a tournament, Charles. I will more than happily take you on. And I will even make it a dress bet.
Oh shit! Oh,
there we go.
Ryan, you're gonna look so good in the dress. The
lipstick will look good on you.
Wait, no. Nobody said anything about lipstick. I said I would make it a dress bet. Okay.
I mean, you gotta wear lipstick with the dress.
You gotta make it a full.
Yeah.
No, nobody makes these rules.
I think we just did.
We just did.
Yeah. This has
evolved out of control, but
you put the thought into the universe, so.
But yes, Charles, the next one that we both play at, I will, whatever TO there is, I will call you out and I will play you for best destruction, and I will even up it and make it a dress bet.
All right, you heard it here first, Ryan throwing down the gauntlet on top of the gauntlet that Charles threw down, so.
So if you're a man, Charles, you'll accept my challenge of a dress bet.
I mean, you should know Charles isn't afraid of
a dress. I just saw a picture of him that he like posted of him wearing a dress like from a few years back.
I'm pretty sure that was like one of the first times I met Charles. It was that tournament he was wearing that damn dress because he lost. Oh, it was
and
great.
Then I remember, was it Bam wearing it at Monkey a couple years ago?
Was it? I don't think Bam's ever had to wear a dress. It was, no.
Duncan. It was Duncan.
Duncan. Yeah. Duncan did. And yeah. Duncan looked mighty fine in that dress.
Yeah, and you know, I think he wore lipstick, Ryan, so you've got a
I will ask him, but I don't think he did. This is bull crap. He at least got to wear a hat, so you know.
No hats.
Mm. Mm.
You can wear one
I'm
of those.
I'm wearing a dress,
sun hats.
I'm wearing a hat.
You can wear a sun hat.
Oh, I'll totally wear a sun
one
hat.
One of those big floppy
My wife bought one in Mexico that would look awesome on me.
It sounds like you want to lose now, Ryan.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. If I play my Gargant list against him, I'm just going to accept that he's going to beat me. But
dude, I've seen some like triple move cabbages. Does that not sound scary as anything? Like...
No,
not move, and then a regular move, and then like a hero phase move as well. Like,
no, it doesn't sound terrifying at all.
That doesn't sound terrifying,
especially on
a
smaller board.
No,
it sounds like something Ryan can easily handle.
Yeah, of course, because I'm such a good AOS player.
You say, but I have 34 wounds. What are you going to do about that?
See, we're implementing that shit talking strategy already.
Yeah, actually, I have to admit that I think my Flying Monkey list may be better at surviving than any Mega Gargant list that's out there right now, because I think those things are about to go extinct really quickly with all the new stuff coming out.
Yeah, their time in the sun is over.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that sucks is they didn't really have time in the sun. They were just a thing for a month, and then they were over with. And everybody, and the other thing, okay, whew. You ready? Salt report.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Tee it up.
One more thing. All right.
This is Ryan's extra super salty report, where he's gonna defend himself having to wear a dress later. And go.
Okay. First of all, I accept the dress. However, it will not have sequins on it. So, moving on.
Will it be sheer?
Ooh, maybe.
You have to wear underwear. That is one of the rules. You have to wear underwear.
Oh, anyways, getting past my future embarrassment, let's move on with life. I'm an OSU fan. I just accept it's going to happen and then move on with life. Come on. Okay, so my salt report has to do with some people in the community who I will not call out because they do YouTube and podcasts and everything else, but they still are a major voice in the community. The thing that irritates me is when I hear people complaining about how boring mega Gargants are to either play against or play as. I think that it provides a huge negative context to what I honestly have to say is one of the more strategic ways to play in AOS. I think Mega Gargants, considering how they can sometimes have low output and the only thing you have is having to play objectives, makes them incredibly interesting. I'd like to apologize to the person on the internet who happens to be British, that we don't have stupid tricks and broken dice rolls and re-rolls or models that split that don't make it interesting for you to sit there and YouTube podcast or YouTube stream or Twitch stream or do whatever it is that you do. I'm sorry that having one model move on to objective and take over from pink horrors or something is incredibly boring to you. And I'll just be honest, it's embarrassing that you're on Twitter and that you're complaining about it, especially when it's a low model count army that I feel opens up the game to much more players than your stupid complicated Lumineth or Tzeentch or whatever it is that is quote unquote more interesting to you. But, you know, I'm just a lowly guy from Oklahoma who doesn't know what I'm talking about. So that's my SALT report. I'm a Megan Gargant player. I like simple plays. I like moving stuff onto objectives. I like being able to take control of objective. And I like things that don't make me play through a hero phase. That's why I'm a destruction player. And if you have a problem with that, you can kiss my ass.
While he's wearing the dress, because he's
going to also, also, I will wear 1776 all day. Long live the colonies.
That was a good okay. one.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. America.
I'm gonna play this back for you when you have to put the dress on, though.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Will you add some? Will you add some patriotic music behind it, like just slowly building up to like?
I'm gonna put our great
Stars and Stripes Forever,
our great president speech from Independence Day playing in the background.
I'm gonna hold up a "Let's Go Brandon" sign.
Oh shit. I had to look that up. I'm so out of the loop with all this shit. That is hilarious.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that on the podcast. Anyways, moving on.
It'll be "Let's Go Ryan."
I'm still pissed off about Kragnaros, though. Like that entire thing is like a total and TW. I will never forgive you for that shit. Where's the also? Where is the freaking FAQ? Like,
it's stuck on a boat somewhere, dude. Come on.
That FAQ has nothing to do
with
like
releasing
it.
They don't know how to transmit stuff over this thing, this glorious invention called the internet. It's literally all written down, carved into stone, put into boxes, and shipped across the world yeah. for them to then translate from.
They have to put their head in the hat, right?
Just gibberish, hat. You know.
And it's going to be behind a Warhammer English. Plus paywall.
Best deal ever. You're going to get a show once a year now. Here you go.
Get ready to have a battle report where we don't even know our own rules.
The best. The best. You know, I feel kind of bad sometimes, like, talking so much shit. But at the same time, you know, because I frequently get stuff wrong. And, you know, I get it. I understand. But you guys make the fucking game. Shouldn't they be like the end all, be all, know all of Warhammer, Age of Sigmar rules? Right? And then they go and publish shit where they get stuff wrong. It's like, bro.
Well, the thing that kills me right now, especially, is I don't know if it shows how much they relied on just-in-time supply chain delivery, mm-hmm. but I it's just killing me how it seems like we're in stagnant mode right now.
Yeah.
Like, and that even I think may go for 40K as well. I think even their other games are starting to suffer from what just feels like I don't understand why you can't preview stuff coming up or why you can't say, hey guys, we have this supply chain problem, but this is our release schedule. So we're going to release this stuff to you now so you can see what's coming up. So that way mm-hmm. you can make plans to buy it. And I think right now the only places that are really suffering and my heart goes out to them is like the local gaming stores right now, because a lot of those guys, you know, they survive off release schedule stuff coming through and selling stock and going through. And right now it's all just stagnant. And mm-hmm. even the supplies I feel like are so restricted that even Games Workshop is having to shuffle stuff to their stores, which is making your friendly local gaming stores suffer even more. So it just shows how bad one side of their department is, while the lore and design side is just knocking it out of the box. And it's just really hard for somebody who has had a lot of hype and the hype continues off their release schedule and everything else to, you know, keep a sustained, I don't know, I guess a sustained way of wanting to continue to play this game at this point. Mm-hmm. Because it feels like they're stumbling over themselves so much.
You know, it's kind of funny, not really funny, but I went into the game store the other day when I was picking up that train piece I got, and I asked the guy if he had heard anything about any of the new releases, and he was looking it up, and then he was starting to get frustrated. He's like, you know, they put this shit out. They don't even give us that much of a warning. They'll call us and just say, hey, how many of these do you want? And he's like, well, I got to look at my books and see, well, if you don't order it now, you're not getting it. And so then he's like, well, I got to order it because I, you know, it does get on the shelf and it does sell all that new stuff. So he's just like, I just have zero warning when anything's going to happen. I don't know if I'm even going to get the stuff I had pre-sold. It's like pretty much I stopped taking pre-orders because I don't know if I'm actually going to get what I had ordered or not. So it's just, it's now it's first come, first serve. And, you know, he's frustrated because then his, you know, clients get upset that they weren't able to secure something. And then, you know, they start looking around, they don't come back to him. Or if they do, it's, you know, on the off chance that, you know, somehow they checked everywhere else and now he's got it or something, you know, and so it definitely is hurting their business for sure. Which I know when we had Bam on, kind of talked about a lot of the stuff with, you know, local game stores and whatnot, but it's slim pickings for everybody. And it just sucks for that side of the things. And then we look at ourselves too. And like, my hobby's never been worse, right? I used to almost every single week, granted, I wouldn't finish a model every single week, but I was always doing something. I was putting stuff together. I was painting, I was working on stuff, I was building terrain, just always. There hadn't been this long of a period of me not doing anything since before I even played or bought my first Warhammer back in, well, my second re-entry into Warhammer back in 2013. So it's kind of, ugh.
And I guess for me, it's hard to, especially like coming off Monkey and the new release and everything else like that, it's hard for me to
got that huge hype train going,
right? And it's really hard to maintain, and I think that's what a lot of people in the hobby are looking at right now. Now I know that there's some upcoming events, especially for the Midwest Masters, that look fun. Our boy John Napik is getting back into the game with some narrative tournament in Edmond, which I would love to see be successful, because I don't know how narrative tournaments work. I don't know their layout or anything. It's sounds really cool, like a good mix between adding that lore element to a competitive type feel, which seems really interesting to me. Like some of the stuff he's been releasing on Facebook to hype that event is so much better than just here's a mission pack release. You know,
absolutely.
there's like context to it, so it's really cool. And I have to admit, I want to see more of the stuff he's been releasing. Makes me want to see more of that. That gets me more interested right now than going to play in a competitive 2000 point tournament.
Yeah.
Which I think is what we need right now to survive. If you're not involved in TTS,
you gotta dig deep right now and keep it going.
Keep the fire burning.
Yes.
Keep the candle burning.
Well, you guys got anything else?
I think much like GW right now, I'm good.
Paul, you got one more thing for us?
Nope.
Oh shit, it's a miracle. Paul doesn't have one more thing, and Ryan's gonna wear a dress. So with that, later nerds.
See ya.
Smell you later.
Tentacles going into people.